Let me now introduce Dr. N.K. Arora. He's the Executive Director of INCLEN and also heading the Operations Research Group, which is a part of the National Task Force set up by the ICMR. Thank you very much, Dr. Arora. As if we were not struggling enough, we have a new complication. The most important question is, as more and more experts are calling this a side effect, Dr. Arora, of the excessive use of steroids, did we not see this coming? Because had we seen it coming, we would have prepared for it.
Oh, I was hearing Dr. Deo's last comment. And I must say, he said something very important, that steroid is so cheap. It is available over the counter. Practically every drug is available over the counter. The third thing is that everybody in the country knows that the only thing which works, or which is specific therapy for moderate to severe corona disease, is steroids. Because I think whether people give it or not give it, they do understand remdesivir is also ineffective, plasma is also not very effective, I mean, so everything. And antibiotics obviously don't work. So I have spoken to general practitioners at least in 6 states. And I was aghast that a lot of people, right from day one, have started giving steroids. Now, this is, I'm talking about properly trained doctors, and in the hope that it will prevent disease going into severity, without realizing, while giving steroids early in the disease. And you must have noticed almost a month and a half ago, people like Randeep Guleria has been saying that giving steroids early will actually worsen the disease. Now, so, and then we are forgetting another very important prescriber in our society, and that is so-called Jhola Chhap or RMP doctors, prevalent all over the rural areas, who have been using the steroids absolutely indiscriminately. Now, the second thing is that we must understand mucor is a common cell. It is present, it may be present in your mouth and nose and my mouth and nose also. Normally, it does not attack. But it appears that during corona, obviously, there is an immune dysfunction, and particularly in diabetes, when it further causes problem, and on top of that, when steroids are given, so this becomes a very lethal combination of sorts. And so we see this is another pandemic which has come in. So I'm sure last year there were such kind of indiscriminate steroid was not in use. People were not so much aware as they have been aware this time. Third thing is, now I think it is very important that the sale of steroids is really restricted. It is very important drug. It is life-saving. But it is to be given only in prescription. I think many of us have been talking about it. But I would say a step further. Many of the practitioners, including the rural practitioners and others, just store, I mean, as practitioners, they are able to get large amount of steroids. I think some kind of a accountability is required in that, because this is indiscriminate use of a steroid right early in the beginning of the disease itself, which is causing the severity of the disease on one side, but on the other side, this unforeseen black and white fungus and that kind of problems. It is very disturbing. There is no doubt about that.
Yes. I think that's a suggestion that you seem to be making, that there should be some amount of control over the use of steroids. Whether or not that will happen or not, because see, right now when you're looking at shortage everywhere, and you have no medication for coronavirus, this is one thing which is available. Of course, nobody advocates its indiscriminate use. So, Dr. Arora, is this an advice to the medical fraternity more than anyone else?
Absolutely. My with folded hands, I would request my medical fraternity, please do not use steroids in a home-based management of these individuals. Only when you feel on 6th or 7th day, fever is persisting, cough is bad, the oxygenation is going down, and now patient either needs hospitalization or some kind of more intense treatment, it is only at that time steroid is required. Steroid is for holding on the storm which occurs, cytokine storm, and it is there that it is required. Prior to that, I think it is, if I can use the word, using a steroid early in the disease.
But Dr. Arora, see,
what
Dr. Arora, you seem to be suggesting, yes, Dr. Arora, what you're suggesting may help in preventing future cases of this, of the black fungus because of the indiscriminate use of steroids. But what about the existing cases of black fungus? Right now, the problem is that we have a line of treatment available, but we can't exercise it because there is a shortage. First of all, do you think that as a member of the National COVID Task Force, there should be intelligence gathering on what all possible side effects can take place or take the shape of an endemic that we need to fix?
So, you're right. In fact, as I told you, this is announced, the figure you are showing at the moment. We see unusually large number of cases in Maharashtra. And so where the epidemic started earlier and till very recently, they were almost having almost 70, 80, 60,000 cases every day. And I must also say that when it has spread into rural areas, the counts are lost because the whole village almost becomes like a house or a household. So the issue is that now once it is there, one is restricting the use of steroid, but on the other hand, I think common man as well as the clinicians have to identify the disease at the earliest because then it is easier to manage. While as I understand, there is a lot of effort going on to augment the supply of amphotericin B and liposomal amphotericin B, I think that will not be as much of a problem like we had for remdesivir. But it is, I think, the earliest recognition. And all of us, the clinicians, should make all-out effort with their patients.
And Dr. Arora, what about affordability? It's very expensive.
Yeah, I understand it is around, one vial is how much? Around 600, 700 rupees or something. It is expensive, but I'm given to understand in public health facilities, it should be available free of cost. But in private, obviously, it will cost money, but in public sector, and I think some kind of a control mechanism just for remdesivir has been put in. Even for amphotericin B, same thing is being done, that only through hospitals this drug is being given.
Okay. All right. Dr. Arora, thank you very much for joining us on this show.
Thank you.
All right. We're stopping for a short break at this moment. Thank you very much for watching The Big Fight. News continues on the other side. Stay with us.